Regards Marie takes the lead from Buffalo River, who won't be denied, but Regards Marie won again. Regards Marie beat Buffalo River.
Terrific 7 days for Regards Marie. He took out the Vovis Gold Sprint at Caulfield last Saturday and backed up taking out the Anniversary Vase, the feature at Sandown yesterday. Prepared by Nick Ryan, who joins us this morning. Congratulations, Nick.
Thanks, Warren.
You freshened him up for the 1200 last week at Caulfield. What was the week involved for Regards Marie to reproduce that performance going from 1200 to 1400?
Oh, not much, Warren. He was hard fit. He went down to Altona Beach about 3 mornings, and we just had a ride of him Thursday morning, and he was off the pony. So, look, he's obviously pleased us throughout the week. He's eating well, his bloods are spot on, and he was bouncing. So, we were confident too that he'd backed up before and won, and it was a great result.
I suppose that's the key, is you can have a plan to back up, but you've got to monitor those crucial parameters, as you said, his appetite, the fact that his blood was showing that he was ready to go. What do you specifically, you know, look for real factors with the horse, or something that would tell you that maybe he's not ready to go, and therefore, you know, have to bide your time a bit?
Oh, for sure. Look, we said to the owners that I'll accept Wednesday, but we'll make the ultimate call on Friday. But look, I think the feed bin's a good indication, and we've got to look at the horse and let him tell you if he's ready to go or not. And he certainly gave us no reason not to run him, and as you saw yesterday, he backed up super.
How did you see the race shape up for him?
A bit mindful. We had a bit of a plan with Billy Egan before the race. You just didn't want to let Buffalo River get too far out of our sights, and I just said to Billy, look, roll forward and aim to lob in the 1-1, and if you can't, just work it out from there. And look, he rode him a treat and executed it perfectly.
What could lie ahead for him? He's obviously nice and fit now, and he's had that 7-day backup. What could you map out in the future?
Look, it's possible. We've got 3 weeks for the Goodwood, so we could keep him fresh and head over there. It's certainly an option, and I'll sit down and speak to the owners this week, but it definitely could be on the cards.
Within just over half an hour, you got to see the elation and sometimes the frustration of being narrowly beaten or being able to win. We saw Belle Savoir get out and chase Carlisle, but just not able to pull Carlisle in. What did you make of Belle Savoir's run at 1600 yesterday?
Yeah, super. Albeit disappointing she didn't win, but we were very, very pleased with her run. They might have just went a bit slow, and Carlo got a good run in front, but she was very good through the line. And for where we're going with her, I think we're really on track, and she's only going to come on again.
Talk was that if she ran well enough that she'd be on her way to Queensland with the Oaks the target. That's still the case?
Absolutely, yeah. Once again, we'll sit down tomorrow and make some plans. We'll probably head to Sydney later on in the week with her and en route to Queensland.
You've had fun in Queensland before, Muhammad Ayas heading up there. What's your plan in terms of travelling partners for Belle Savoir?
Well, look, at the minute she should be going up on our own, but something does pop up or raise her hand, we'll make arrangements.
Day kicked off with Port Albert. He's had two starts now, run well on both occasions. How are you seeing his career progressing?
Yeah, good. He's obviously a horse that I've liked from early on. And running him first up in the reserve choice, he was super yesterday. Probably left a bit of a sitting duck in front. And mind you, I think he's been beaten by a very smart filly. So, look, he'll more than likely be off to the paddock. We'll put him away for the spring.
Couple of runners today. We've got Bairnsdale and Bendigo today. You've got Inebriating heading to Bairnsdale. I'm sure a few of the Regards Marie connections could relate to that. And Tasconte at Bendigo. What's your prospects today at both venues?
Oh, look, Inebriating sort of bounced back. Was quite plain at Kerrang the other day. So the blinkers going on from an inside draw should be prominent and hopefully can hang on. And Tasconte is a nice staying horse. He will make lovely big track, Bendigo to kick him off. So hopefully he can be getting back and running on.
you paid up for Capital Express to head down to Warrnambool on Tuesday. At this stage, are you likely to make the trip?
She is. I'll decide tomorrow. She worked well yesterday. She hasn't done much from the showdown 10 days. She just did some evens yesterday, but she's very well. Bloods are good. I'll just have a look at the race. There's also a race in Adelaide for a Saturday, so we might have a look at them noms tomorrow.
With the way the stable's been going, Nick, a real beacon light of a stable on the rise here in Victoria, how's that translated to the recent sales season for you?
Yeah, good. Obviously, I think a lot of the success is we've been in Flemington now for 12 months and we're certainly getting better quality horses. It certainly helps, as you can see, with the last 12 months. And the move to Flemington's been unbelievable, really.
Great results for the stable during that time, Nick, and looks like they will continue. Particularly good luck heading up to Queensland with Belle Sauvage. You might get to share a feed and a drink with Luke Price at some stage. They're up there with some success. Yesterday, we were out to catch up with Luke. Hopefully, you can both have some success in the weeks ahead.
No worries, Warren. Thank you very much.